Well, they are plowing the skies today, this morning. I personally think that the article they planted in the Express not too long ago about chemtrails was just covering their butt plausible deniability, because I'm not sure, I don't know how or what it how it works, obviously, but all I know is that associated with the assaults I experience often are these, whatever it is, flying objects that go sort of straight up and then go straight down, and they leave these trails, or they shoot across the sky and they leave these trails. And it's because it's been associated with extreme pressure and mucus buildup in my head and chest and et cetera, I suspect it has something to do with boosting the effect, obviously, of what they're doing. But that is just FYI. Hopefully we will get a hold on, a handle on, and eliminate their ability to do this in future. We cannot let this continue. It is a stranglehold on our ability to speak and meet and develop our thought and move to our future freely. Continuing with Kropotkin, in a society of this type that Proudhon describes, the state would be useless. The chief relations between citizens would be based on free agreement and regulated by mere account-keeping. The contests might be settled by arbitration. A penetrating criticism of the state and all possible forms of government and a deep insight into all economic problems were well-known characteristics of Proudhon's work. It's worth noticing, and that's, and continue with Kropotkin, it's worth noticing that French mutualism had its precursor in England in William Thompson, who began by mutualism before he became a communist, and in his followers John Gray and J.F. Bray. It also had its precursor in America, Josiah Warren, who was born in 1798 and belonged to Owen's New Harmony. He considered that the failure of this enterprise was chiefly due to the suppression of individuality and the lack of initiative and responsibility. These defects, he taught, were inherent to every scheme based upon authority and the community of goods. He advocated, therefore, complete individual liberty